And with that, I'd like to do a meditation before we have a cry on channel. And I want to share a beautiful image that I came across. And in this image, you will see a young girl who is encountering a white dragon. And as you gaze upon this image, the child to me represents our innocence, our purity, the inner child. And the white dragon, as we've heard from Kryon, is a paradigm of high consciousness energy that represents what the Pleiadians attained. And so in this visualization for yourself, I ask you to feel, sense, imagine, or visualize a beautiful white dragon coming down to visit you. And upon this meeting of the white dragon, you experience intense feelings of pure love and compassion. And you are invited to hop upon the back of this dragon. And this dragon is now going to take you high up into the heavens. And as you accelerate into this higher dimensional realm, you start to realize that when you have the power of pure love and compassion, you become an unstoppable force of the divine creator that works through you. And you realize that there is no problem in your life that cannot be solved with this power of love and compassion direct to the creator. And so nestled high up in this energy of divine love, we now invite the beauty and wisdom of Kryon to come forth.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We come to you yet again with another month of a subject. And that is to say that the next 4 weeks will have one subject, and each week we will develop it into a theme. The theme, the overall theme, is going to be the energy of hope. Each week, we're going to give you these same attributes, for I want you to understand them. We may actually be defining hope differently than you do. But hope is something that will change everything within a human being, especially in a human being that has none. There are those who would say, what is hope? Please define it. And if you go for the definition that would be classic in your education, it may be different than this. First of all, of the elements that we want to teach regarding hope, we start with this one. Hope is not faith. Dear ones, faith also, the definition of, would be controversial to you. Faith is something that you have. It is a trust in unseen energy. It is a trust in unseen energy that you don't know about. There will be those who will say, well, we'll have faith in this or that. And if you do that, what you're doing is asking someone else to do something for you. Now, even this is controversial spiritually, because they will say, well, yes, but what about when you let go and let God? What about when you have a situation where you have faith in the Almighty to do this and that? And I am going to say to you that if you haven't been paying attention to all of these years, you have an element of spirituality within you which shakes hands with that which is the Creator. It's not a let go and let God, dear ones. It's to let go and let your sacredness marry with that which is your soul, and take care of the things that you can do And we have told you what you can do. One of the things that hope gives you is an energy that actually can be projected into the future. So this is the second attribute, the energy of projected expectations. Sounds a lot like affirmations, doesn't it? Hope is an active energy of benevolence. It's a designed energy. We'll get to that in just a moment. It's an energy that you actually put together yourself. You assign energies to it, and you push it out in front of you. And it changes everything. It changes your outlook on things. We'll tell you what else it does, even with your chemistry, in a moment. Think about that, the energy of projected expectations. Number three, the third attribute, it's a designer energy. You design it. You think about what it is you want to hope for. And you assign it an energy that is designed. And that then is put out in consciousness, the energy of consciousness. Designed, energetic consciousness. That's hope. You design it, and I keep saying, you push it out in front of you, because that's what hope is. It is an energy that is not for necessarily you at this instant. It's for you later. It's for something coming up. And that is what's coming up, is the subject of each 4 weeks. There'll be four things that we will assign this to. Let's make the fourth one the designer of benevolence. You will then design benevolent things for yourself. Now, I didn't say to design your answers or your solutions, did I? And that is a common thread of the channeling we give you. Do not make up your mind how things are going to happen. What's going to happen exactly? How solutions or the miracles you need are going to be accomplished? Whether you're for your health or your abundance or your relationships or for your children or anything. You design hope and you say, I push this in front of me for divine solutions that I know nothing about. Benevolence is what I'm doing. Number five, hope is healing. Can you imagine a situation where somebody is told that something very important to themselves is hopeless? Hopeless. Whether it's the disease in their own body, whether perhaps it's a relationship that is so important to them, whether it's that of a partner or children. When you hear it's hopeless, what do? You go into despair, depression. And then somebody walks into the room and has an answer that you hadn't heard before. New information, perhaps. And they say, no, it's not hopeless at all because I have an answer. What happens to that person at that point in time? What happens is they light up. And suddenly all of that despair and depression drains from it. It almost destroys it. And suddenly there's light in their life. And they go, really, really? Oh, that's such good news. That's what hope does. Do you see how active this is? That number five, hope is healing. Hope is the future. Number six, hope destroys depression. It destroys it. Hope destroys despair. It destroys it. You can't have them at the same time. Not in their purest sense. You get a phone call. Something has happened with a group of children, perhaps, or your friends somewhere, and you don't know how they are. And you sit there and you wring your hands, and then the longer the time goes and you haven't heard, the worse the depression, the despair. So many have had this. Think of that person at that moment. Think of their chemistry. Think of their emotion set. Think of all the things in their body that are going on. And then suddenly the call comes in, and it's the person they were worried about. Mom, I'm okay. Honey, I'm okay. That's happened so many times. And in that moment, describe for me what happens to the chemistry of the one who is depressed. It's euphoric. The chemistry surges forward and it's positive. And all things are good. That's what hope does, dear ones. Today in the Circle of 12, we're going to develop this. We're going to do something that requires a steep visualization curve to those who are not ready for it. But the subject is this: can you send hope out in front of you for yourself? We're going to talk about hope for the planet and hope for light and all these things, but it's got to go to you first. You are the light of the planet. You cannot sit in despair and send out hope for other people. You can't do it. So right now, I'm going to ask you to design for me the best thing that could happen for you. No matter what you're worried about or concerned about, there's always that for everyone. Consider it solved, and it's in a bubble of hope. And you're going to roll that right in front of you. So wherever you go on this planet, is it for the next hours, for the next weeks, months, perhaps for the rest of your life, that what you have done is just roll in front of you the most beautiful solution to everything you can imagine. And that is the hope that you have designed and manufactured, pushed in front of you, and you're responsible for. This is the future. Hope is that way, dear ones. It's an actionable item. It's not faith. It's something you design, you put together for you. I want you to do that. It's for you. What is it for you that you need right now the most? That'll drop all of the worry, the despair, all of the depression perhaps you might have. And wrap it up in a ball and roll it forward. And I'll tell you, dear ones, that's actionable. That's positive expectations. That's most benevolent outcome. And that is your design for you. You have a piece of God in you that is responsible for this and can do it. And we have said this so many times. I am Kryon in love with you all. I see this for you. I wanted you to know how important this was, that we're going to spend a month on it. 4 channelings. And you're going to hear these attributes on every single one of them. Because I want you to know how important it is during these times and what is going on this planet for you to create, manufacture, and design hope for you, for those around you, for all that is. May your sacredness be seen today in everything that you do. Blessed is the human being who knows their power and can see God within. And so it is.